All right, what's up? It's your boy KFC, KFC Radio. We got a very special guest. Kelly Keegs is in the building today.
Hello.
This episode is brought to you by 5-4 Club. 5-4 Club is the best clothing membership out there on the market. I am a member. I am the most important member of 5-4 Club. Everything I wear at this point, I'm wearing 5-4 as we speak right now, my flannel button-up. They have exclusive brands that you can only get when you become a member. About every single month or so, they send you a package with a few items of clothing, so you don't have to go to the mall, you don't have to deal with any lines, you don't have to worry about shopping. They pick it out for you with stylists who know what they're talking about. You set up a style profile on their website, which is your sizes and your fashion preference, and that way they know that everything they pick out for you is going to fit and it's going to be something that you like. This month's special, go to 54club.com, use the promo code KFC at sign up, and you're going to get 50% off your first month's package, plus a pair of 5-4 sunglasses valued at $75. I actually don't wear sunglasses in the winter. I don't know why.
I wear them 24/7.
It's like I feel like I only wear sunglasses when it's warm out. It makes absolutely no sense.
I wear them on the way here.
I've actually worn them a lot less in New York. I wear them like in Boston all the time because it fucking never snows in New York. It just doesn't snow here.
Well, but it snowed like last week.
If you live in places where it actually snows.
You need it because of the reflection.
Yeah, the reflection's a lot worse. But here, it never snows.
I just feel like for whatever reason, my dumb brain thinks that it has to be warm weather to wear sunglasses. But it doesn't have to be. So when you sign up at 5-4 Club, you're going to get the 50% off your first package and the pair of sunglasses valued at $75. So once again, 54club.com, promo code KFC to get 50% off. Let's do it.
You're the magician. Together again the way you cut me in half. Make the woman in doubt disappear. Her heaven will be in love without betrayal. You look nothing like your mother. You look everything like your mother.
Today is the Grammy wrap-up. Plus Valentine's Day extravaganza. Like I said, we had to bring Kelly Keegs in for the drama report. The most dramatic basic bitch you've ever met in your life.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like these award shows are your Super Bowls.
I say this about you. You do say that almost every time. That's okay, though. I'll take that.
All of these things are your Super Bowls.
Yeah, they are.
And
award season's the best season of all time. Like, I don't care about this.
I'm with you on that. Yeah. Last night.
I don't like the kind of shade being thrown.
No shade.
These are my Super Bowl, too. And I play in the Super Bowl every fucking year. And this is still my Super Bowl.
I do the actual Super Bowl. Asa, you almost missed it because it was the first time the Grammys were ever live on the West Coast. You were watching at, like, what? Like, 6 o'clock?
Yeah, not only was it the first time, but my fucking husband told me that it wasn't going to be playing simultaneously on the West Coast. And I just like blindly believed him, which this will be the last time I ever do that. So I made it just in time for like the Beyonce performance and all that. So and then obviously they immediately replayed it. So I got to watch the whole thing.
All right. They're the most important days of the year for me. And I don't think I've ever felt more alive than I did last night, just tweeting ignorance about people at the Grammys. Getting in fights. I got into a war with the Beehive.
Before,
I was like, yes, this is it. I feel the blood flowing for the first time in years.
Before we get too into that part, the tweeting ignorance, which is what we specialize in.
We're so good at it.
Portnoy came from the clouds with, like, who can tell me what the TAPL thing is?
That was bad.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, you've not heard of that pipeline? It's been, like, a pretty fucking big deal this whole time, Dave.
It's in the news, like, every day.
It was hashtag no dapples, what she said,
yeah,
right? And
yeah.
He was like, I'll give you $50 if anyone can tell me what that means. And, like, everybody knew what it means.
Everyone on this kind of. Yeah,
that's the Barstool charm. We don't know what the fuck we're talking about. So, all right, here's the deal. We're going to break down the whole Grammys, the whole award show. The running theme of this episode is going to be the biggest assholes of the night at the Grammys. The KSU Radio Twitter account was tracking all of the biggest assholes because it just naturally unfolded that way as I saw the red carpet and I saw all of these assholes arriving. I was like, we need to document this. We need to track it.
The red carpet is an asshole contest.
Oh, the whole thing 100%. Is so ridiculous.
Even more so than the show. It used to be the show. Did people watch the red carpet before Twitter existed, by the way? Because it really is the most boring bullshit ever.
I watched that shit at like 5 o'clock.
It's good for...
Complex Magazine was there at 4 p.m.
Yeah, I wish I was there at 4 p.m. Bullshit.
That's like 1 p.m. West Coast time. Maya showed up.
Yeah, well, I wish I also was there at the same time as Maya.
That's how you know when your career has plummeted, when you're showing up to the red carpet at like 1 p.m.
That's a little early. What do you do in that time? Like, you get there and
she was literally by herself.
Because the Grammys were on. The Grammys were literally on until midnight. Like, that wasn't like any time lapse. What do you do for like 8 hours?
Yo, by the way, everyone was like, I can't believe the Grammys is still on. I was like, more, more. Let's go till 3 in the morning. So, yeah, the red carpet is just like whose asshole can be bigger. It's just whose butt can be the biggest, widest. And so the first nominee of the night, I didn't even know what was going on. I came into the interview halfway through, and Mike Posner was being interviewed by Juliana Rancic. I took a pill in Ibiza. And I didn't know it was him. I thought it
had to be a different Mike Posner.
I took a pill in Ibiza.
I thought the
was
same thing.
That it was a different...
But you know what? Every time I see Mike Posner, I think he's a different Mike Posner.
He's gone
like,
through...
Maybe that's just his thing, like a Lady Gaga thing.
Well, this is an extreme situation, though.
I guess I hadn't really seen him since, I don't know, Stoolapalooza days?
Yeah, like, well, so that's what's
been
funny.
A long time.
For people who don't know, the first Stoolapalooza was Sammy Adams. And that was a series of like small concerts up and down New England with Sam Adams. And it was such a success that the next time around, we were like, all right, we're going to get a more like established, well-mainstream type of act. And we paid Mike Posner like an ungodly amount of money for that time. It was like 75 grand. And I remember being like, well, we're all broke. The whole company's going under. Now Portnoy spends that at like lunch. But he was terrible, right? He was like an awful act for us. No?
I don't remember how the act went itself. I know he was impossible to deal with.
Right. He was like total diva.
Right.
And now when you see what he's all about, it kind of makes sense. He used to be kind of like R&B rap type of...
I thought it was either him or Chitty Bang, but like refused to take the stage until his flight was reimbursed or something. Like, it's like, you're getting paid 75 grand, you're taking the stage over $300 right now?
I know Chitty Bang was, you're not the fucking Beatles.
Right,
that was
right,
the
right.
infamous line from Portnoy. But I know Posner was just as bad. I actually liked a lot of Posner's shit.
I don't think I could pick him out of a lineup. Like, if you were like, here are five people... And, like, who's Mike Posner? I, like, could never.
So, when you saw him, so we're on the red carpet, and he shows up looking straight up like the Joker in Suicide.
Yeah, yeah.
Suicide, whatever.
Squad.
Mm-hmm. From Jared Leto. Like, green hair, white skin, and he refused to talk. He was
pink
only
nail polish on.
Pink nail polish, and he would only whisper into the ears of that dude, Black Bear, who would then talk
for him.
But
he was so stupid, he was whispering into the mic.
I know, we could hear him. I know.
I could hear
it was
him.
Like, your whole act stinks, dude. But I honestly couldn't even believe it was Mike Posner. I like a lot of his old stuff. I do know what he looks like. He used to be like, you know, like flat brim hat, like hoodie, like kind of rap R&B shit. Rapping with Big Sean from Detroit, repping Detroit. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden he's like
the wildest thing about
the Joker.
This too is that, first of all, that song is about acting like a celebrity so people thought you were cool. Which is,
look,
I mean,
what you're doing, pal.
And look at you now. And two, Lewis read it to me last night. He didn't read it to me. He read me an excerpt from it. I didn't need that whole.
One day I want to be a fly on the wall of John
so
and
weird.
Lou
yeah.
at the apartment. It's always like me and Lou were doing this, and then me and Lou were doing that.
I was watching.
He was brushing my hair and reading me this article. It was
anything's
guys.
Like that
we
when you fucking throw that goddamn voice on it. What I said was I was
That's
watching
a little
TV
bit how you sound
roommate.
Right there, John. A little bit, just there.
We're having a pillow fight.
It was about how Posner realized how fame. When he got to Hollywood, he realized how annoying celebrities who act like celebrities are, and it was just a whole Medium piece about it. And now you're looking like the Joker and refusing to talk to reporters.
Do you think it was a big message? You think that was the underlying thing? He was like, I'm doing exactly what I said, like, people do.
He's still an asshole. It's like, your message, you're still an asshole. So
his face also looked really weird. Like, I felt like it looked very plasticky.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm,
I don't know 100%. If that was makeup or surgery, but I think he's having some kind of, like, a mental breakdown or a manic episode or something.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You're not on that level, Mike Posner. You know what I mean? Like, when Michael Jackson has a breakdown, it's like, I get it. Mike Posner, you really have had one smash hit, and that's about it. You're not on the level of, like, I'm going through an episode where I need green hair and a plastic face. You're just Mike Posner. Okay? You're just Mike
Calm
Posner.
Down.
Posner, hair, Posner could have, if you're going through an episode, you need some privacy. You could have just shaved that beard, not dyed your hair, and no one would know who the fuck you are anymore. You'd have all your privacy.
Done. Right. So he is the first nominee for Asshole of the Night. And it really goes to show just how many assholes were at the Grammys, because the fact that he's not really a runaway winner with this is shocking. So we'll go to the other nominees throughout the show. But we got to begin with somebody now here who was not the biggest asshole of the night. She was the queen of the night, the winner of the night. Nope. Not who you think.
I know.
I'm so curious to know who we're talking about.
Huh?
I agree with you on this one.
Rihanna.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I told you you were going to know. I told you.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? It's so easily Rihanna.
Rihanna.
She was the winner from before she did anything cool girl. And I use that cool girl as a compliment. Before she did anything cool girl, the second she walked out the red carpet, I was like, fucking A. Of course Rihanna wins. That top she had on with the under titty tattoo.
The wings under her tits are awesome.
I can never. I feel like they look dirty sometimes.
Yes,
like I feel like
and that's
no, no, no. Dirty
awesome.
Like there's dirt on your body. Like
dirt.
There's like you should shower today. Like I like Rihanna a lot. I think she's like a bad bitch. But every once in a while I see that and I'm like, I don't know if I like that in that dress. It also took me like an hour before somebody posted a photo of her whole outfit. I was like, what the fuck is she wearing? All I could see was the top.
I don't
yeah.
think
all
she
I could
did.
See.
I didn't care
she
about
She didn't
much
do
else.
Red carpet. So
no, she didn't. That's why it like really pissed me off. I was like, I don't know what the fuck she's wearing.
Rihanna went to the Grammys last night. Basically double middles to the whole Grammys.
Yeah, I love
didn't
that.
Didn't do the red carpet, didn't give a fuck, drinking out of her diamond-encrusted flask, turning to her, when she turned to her friend, she was like, I think it's time to do another shot. And she was like, I'm wording the, everyone knows it. She didn't give a shit about not winning. I don't even know why Rihanna came other than to be like, I'm sexy as fuck and I'm the coolest chick in Hollywood. Don't tell me, Asa.
I think reversely, I love Rihanna.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. But I think reversely, everything she did was like such a try hard.
Anybody else I would agree with.
The flask is like such an obvious fuck you. But it was like, I don't know. To me, like that's not as cool as if like someone were actually like sitting in the back sneaking a flask. Like,
I hear what you're saying.
In the front row.
She was for
you
sure.
You know you're going to be photographed.
For sure doing it for a show.
Yeah.
But she can do that.
And I think when you hear all the other stories about just Rihanna and partying, then you're kind of just like, yeah, I guess maybe it's a bit of a show, but she would be doing that anywhere. Like, I love the story about when she called Charlamagne when she was in L.A. And she was just like, yo, I'm going to come pick you up. We're going to go to a party. And she showed up with zero security. They went to like the hood in Compton. They walked into this party with just the two of them. And Charlamagne's thinking the whole time, like, where the fuck is my security?
Right.
They're
my yours.
And she's like, he's like, everyone in the in the party, it wasn't even like a club. It was like an abandoned warehouse. And everyone knew who she was. She was like dapping up guys. And he's like, this is like the realest girl I've ever hung out with.
That's really.
And then I saw someone
nuts.
Last night.
I don't know that story at all. And that story's fucking crazy.
Rihanna might literally be the polar opposite of Kelly Keeks.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, if
I could
just pick a girl who's on the other end of the spectrum for your entire life.
I don't even know what I'd say to Rihanna if I met her. I'd be like, hey, like, hi, Rihanna. Like, what the fuck do you say?
We're going to have to work on that. Because
like,
hi, Rihanna.
Like, I can't
I don't
be like, what's up, girl? She'll be like, ew, white girl, get the fuck out of my face.
True.
Like, there's
but that'd
no
be
way.
The best part.
I don't.
And who
don't
tweeted
know.
Last night, too? It was someone who worked for us, I think. Their cousin was the bartender for the Ocean's 8 like cast when they had their election night party.
Right.
And the report back was everyone was really sad the whole night and no one, because, you know, Hillary was losing and it's the female version of Ocean's. And Rihanna just didn't give a fuck and was getting wasted and partying like by herself the whole night.
I can see Rihanna not even knowing who Hillary Clinton is.
Yeah, for
like,
real.
Whatever, bitch.
That's awesome.
I thought, yes, well, I can understand what you're saying, Asa, just like a little bit out there, but when you're that hot and that cool, it doesn't matter to me.
And when you're that hot, it actually kind of makes it – when you're that hot, all you have to be is a little cool. And people go – no. Like if you have alcohol, you're a hot girl.
Yeah.
Oh, she's drinking booze. Yeah. That is literally me. Literally me. Rihanna is goals. She's goals. That's all you have to do. Like, have a sip of alcohol. It's like – it just makes it so confusing for people like Beyonce who like has this – really like pristine image that's so perfected and all that. It's like, just be the slightest bit real and the internet will go nuts for
because
you.
Everybody else is so fake and phony. All you gotta do is just give something that's a little bit relatable when everyone else is making the biggest asshole list.
Right.
And it's like, yeah.
Hold on. You guys are gonna say that Lemonade wasn't honest and genuine? That is like the most humbling thing a person in her position could do. She's like, my man cheated on me. Like,
yeah.
That's what the whole thing is about. That's, like, so embarrassing and the most relatable thing.
Yeah, but, like, what Rihanna would do is, we're talking about relatability here. The Beyonce, that happened to her, she kept it a secret. She made a very clear, thought-out path into releasing this news. It was all done very consciously. Rihanna would kick in his fucking door and burn his house down. She would do
I
that
don't
next
think
shit.
So,
the,
that's not
the
what
way you lie, where it would be like, we're
yeah.
right.
What? Say it again.
I said that's not what she did when Chris Brown beat her ass. So ooh, I know that's what she did.
That's
she
true.
Someone else.
That's true she, as fuck.
You right. You right.
You right.
Right
as fuck. Damn.
But you know
right.
what? That was before Rihanna was like mega star.
Yeah, she wasn't that badass at that point. Like
right.
she was badass, but she like I feel like, you know, this might be a hot take.
Oh,
I feel
boy.
Like Chris Brown, after all that, she like got a little bit cooler. She became a bad bitch. So like,
oh, 100%.
Thanks,
the
Chris
most,
Brown.
The best thing
I'm not
that
saying
ever happened
anything
Rihanna.
On this bullshit. The,
no,
girl,
I,
the girls
true.
Can talk this one out.
No, that ultimately was very good for her career.
It really
that's like
was.
Undoubtable.
Totally was.
I mean, it's terrible. It sucks. But
yeah.
like, it's you can't deny that that was like the greatest thing to happen
yeah, no,
for her career.
I will
yeah.
agree.
Just for her
Next
career.
Topic.
Completely.
And
completely.
That and the tattoos under her tits.
Yeah,
those
yeah,
were the
yeah.
two things that really just propelled her to absolute superstardom.
Yeah.
Let's get into the second biggest asshole of the night, brought to you by BetDSI.com. March Madness is almost here. It's up next, and BetDSI will be having a $1 million bracket contest for everybody out there listening to KFC Radio. You can't do the perfect bracket, so they're going to add guaranteed prizes for the best overall March Madness bracket performance. So go to BetDSI.com, use the promo code KFC200, and you're going to get a 200% bonus on your first deposit, plus a free $25 to bet just for registering. So free money, basically, with the tournament coming up. Make a big deposit when you first start. Get it matched by them and start making money as the chaos ensues. They have top-rated sportsbook reviews. They are a great mobile product. They have live in-game wagering. They got you covered for the entire tournament, start to finish. It's BetDSI.com. Promo code KFC200 to get a 200% bonus with your first deposit. Second asshole of the night. I don't even know if I want to call him an asshole because I kind of like this move, or it made me laugh at least. CeeLo Green showing up as a goddamn, I don't know, Grammy statue, golden Power Rangers villain.
He looked like a harpy, son of the harpy.
Son of the harpy, whatever you want to call it, just running around. I mean, he committed to whatever the fuck that golden statue thing was. He had gold shit, like, in his mouth. Like,
yeah, I hated
in
it.
In his eyes.
It was scary. Like, bottom line, I was scared. Like,
it was creepy because he is that, like, short, little, stout, kind of,
yeah.
like, fat man.
And he was, like, really in character. Like, he wasn't moving or speaking or, like, doing anything. And I'm like, all right, we get it. But also, like, he just got in the car and went away, right? He, like, didn't go to the Grammys?
I don't think so.
He, like, got in the car, like, middle fingers and left? Like, that was it?
The exit was incredible.
Okay,
he
yeah, I appreciated that. The fact that he didn't come back makes it better.
He hops in, like, the old school convertible caddy and just does double middles, and just rides off, like, this weird golden statue. No,
can you imagine
no
putting
in
that much
though,
effort
right?
to not
Anything.
Go to a party?
Oh, my God.
I'm gonna go get so dressed up and not go to this party.
think about Halloween. Like, Halloween, you always have, like, these great costume ideas, and you're like, I'm going to do this and that, or I'm going to buy this and that, and then it's, like, October 30th, well, October 31st, and you're like,
What he did was, though, he bought that great costume, and then he posted it on Instagram, and they just took it off.
Yeah, but
he never went to the Halloween party.
But True. To even go through with that, I'm always like how many girls out there, Kelly, are like, I'm going to do this and that, and then they just put a pair of black ears on. And like,
every year I have a really elaborate costume, and then I end up, like, buying a bodysuit from American Apparel.
Every single time.
Like, every single year.
Asa, are you a Halloween girl?
No, I hate Halloween. It's first of all, if I were a criminal or a rapist, I would love Halloween.
Well, that's
so
a fact,
I refuse
yeah.
to go
stone
out.
Stone cold
on,
fact.
Absolutely.
Yeah, stone cold fact. but I think what CeeLo did last night is, like, my favorite thing about the Grammys, about any red carpet. Like, I love when people treat the red carpet like Halloween. Like, either you have to have an amazing dress, or something so outlandish, like when Bjork wore the swan.
So just you're saying, do something, stand out. Just don't be
do
like
something.
In the middle of the road.
And like, you have to admit, like, CeeLo is really working with what he has. Like, he's not an attractive man. He has a very
right.
strange,
that is true.
Oddly shaped body and head, and these tiny hands. And like, what is he gonna do? Like, put on a suit, and then we're all just gonna be like, well, he looked weird. At least this way, he's like. He's owning his weird body.
He's like controlling it. He's controlling his own.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The fact that
He's
CeeLo Green.
He's controlling the narrative.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The fact that CeeLo Green wearing a suit might have gotten people being like, oh, that's weird. More so than what he actually wore is
yeah.
all you need to say about how CeeLo Green looked.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't. Sounds like we all kind of. You were afraid. Mm-hmm. Did you like it, John?
I'm impartial. I
mean, it's an asshole move to dress up like a golden statue.
He does this stuff, though.
But this was something special.
Yeah, but this is kind of like Beyonce, where it's this isn't new. This has been CeeLo Green. It's
for a long
time. I guess it's deeper now, but it's been he didn't just dive into the deep end right here. You know, he's been dipping his toe in for a while, waiting.
And now all of a sudden,
slipped a dick under. Then he kind of got his arms a little bit.
No, the worst part is, what's worse, slipping the dick under or the nipples?
Oh, it's dick. It's definitely dick. Your dick literally runs away from it. Your dick and balls literally run away from the water.
What is it like for girls getting into cold water?
It hurts your nipples. Same thing. It's like the same. It's
just,
not a good
just
feeling.
The nipples?
But yeah, pretty much. Everything else is like whatever. It's the same fucking.
I actually don't even know what you're talking about. It doesn't. My
your
nipples
are a weird situation.
My nipples are.
You have weird fucked up nipples.
You gotta go. You do the wall. I just like do water all over myself before.
Yeah.
I do it.
Also, I think my like stomach is the worst part because like
yeah, stomach is the worst.
Yeah, because then it's like. I don't know. It just
Dick's
fucking sucks.
I've noticed that, like, if I'm ever shooting anything in cold water, as long as, like, even if I can put my arms and my legs in and, like, and my back and leave my
stomach
out, I'm that much less cold.
I'm just picturing Asa on the set of a poor movie floating on her back. Like, just not my stomach. Just not my stomach. I'm good.
That's literally me.
All right. So. The funniest thing I saw that happened with CeeLo was some dude from BuzzFeed photoshopped him into Trump's apartment.
That was great.
It was absolutely spectacular because it looked so fucking natural. Like if Trump had like a weird square roly-poly statue of a gold man, I wouldn't bat an eyelash. He looked. There was a family portrait with Barron on top of a fake lion, and Trump sitting down, and then CeeLo in the back. And I was like, that looks like it could already be hanging over his. Maybe that's what CeeLo was dressed up as, something from Donald Trump's apartment.
I'm sure there's some like big, deep political meaning to it. That's why I'm waiting for like the
no
article to come
way.
Out.
I could definitely see
no,
that.
No, no. I'm waiting.
I'm actually surprised.
Why is CeeLo Green dressed up as he did at the Grammys? Like, 15 reasons why.
There hasn't been anything.
Like, I can't wait.
It's not like he's plugging a movie or anything like that, right? It's like he just decided to be an asshole.
Yeah.
I'm with Kelly, though. I think there's a deeper meaning, and I think we are going to find out. But also, CeeLo Green is kind of the biggest asshole because isn't he a rapist?
Yeah,
oh, shit.
There is a little bit of that.
So by default, like he kind of wins, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say that's pretty.
That's if we're going lifelong. We're just if he
just
raped
for the night.
If he raped someone last night, yes.
Yes, it is biggest asshole of the night.
You know what? You're right. I would rather play by those rules. You're right. Because that's no fun. You're right.
All right. So now let's get back to, I guess, what I think was one of the winners of the night. I think I've become a big fan. Your girl Adele up there winning awards for a song and an album that's like 5 years old.
It's crazy.
I mean, it came out. Hello came out in 2015.
Yeah, I know.
Google it, it says 2015.
Isn't that like the Grammys calendar though? Like they have a funny, like kind of like the Oscars. The Oscars is a little easier to see because it's like within the last year. The Grammys is like end of 15 to 16, and then they do it
in 17.
Yeah, it's like
right.
I don't
so
know why.
It feels
I never
like
get
we're talking about songs that are like 2.5 years old because we are.
But either way, Adele, it was the literal winner, obviously, but she was definitely the winner of the entire night because every time she was on stage, she's already, I think, a really likable character.
Yeah,
like
agree.
Just her
totally
personality.
Agree.
Every time she's on camera, you just love her, right? But every time she was on stage last night, I liked her even more.
She just. Doing that thing where she just stands there and sings is maybe low-key the cockiest thing in the world.
Totally.
Everyone else is doing fucking pyrotechnics and weird outfits and lights and all that shit, and she's just like, I'm going to stand here and just blow your dick off with my voice.
Mm-hmm.
And it works every time.
Yeah. But also, like, even the thing, like, when she did the do-over for George Michael, I thought that was, like, I don't know. I think a lot of people said that was a diva move, but I think it was, like, the total opposite.
I think it was the total opposite, and that's why.
You think it was on purpose?
Yeah!
That was the first thing I thought.
I don't think so at all.
I think she is, like, the consummate performer to the point that she would not, like, screw up. Like, I think she definitely did that and wanted to, like, be like, I have to get this right for him. A little bit for her, but a little bit for him.
And then
her first performance, her opening act sucked. Like in
terms of Adele?
To her.
Yeah, I mean, she sounded awesome.
Her first performance sucked. It was very bad. But like, I think, I don't know. I think she was genuine and like, she was really, really upset about it afterwards. Like you could tell. And I thought that was so
I think she's the perfect person to do it because I think nobody would really think about it except two assholes like us. Because
it shows, too, it she also got to drop the F-bomb and be, like, relatable and cool and whatnot.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, like, I love when she cursed and right. Oh, everybody loved her after
she's
that.
She's so pristine-looking so and delivering generic. This, like, opera-esque singing voice. But, oh, look it, she says the F-word.
Right, yeah, short of pulling like out a diamond-encrusted flask. Right, is the way to become likable. Here's my thing about Adele. It's pretty mean to say. Adele just needs to lose, like, 30 pounds.
She already has lost like 30 pounds.
She needs to lose 30 more. She needs to lose 60
in
total.
She looks good in
her
music
videos. No, I think she looks good.
I'm not saying she doesn't look good. I think she's just very, very pretty. And if she got skinny, she would be like hot on top of being the best singer to like ever
walk
the face
of the
earth.
Do you think that people would like her more if she got skinny and hot?
I think people would dislike her.
I think so too.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. I think
you were saying she's already
like the
most. Yes. It's like people like. They're not threatened by fat people. It's like, oh, that's the fat girl who got dumped with a good voice. Mm-hmm. If she's like hot and
like,
sexy
at least
like
she has
Rihanna.
A good voice. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. And now it's like, oh, you're skinny and hot. So she would be very wise to keep that 30 pounds on unless she wants to go around attracting KFC and then you're going to lose about 30 more. But I'm just saying she would be a knockout if she lost 30 more.
Yeah,
she is pretty as fuck.
She has a very beautiful face.
And
she does.
And she's cool. She's got it all. She should not have won any of those awards she won last night.
Oh, no, I disagree with that.
Oh, dude, that
no,
album.
No, I can't decide if I agree or not.
I think
about it like all day.
I think that song. I don't really know the rest of her album.
Name
but I think
one
Hello
other song
Grammys.
Besides Hello.
Right.
Maybe not the album, but Hello should have won everything it was up for, even though it was 2.5 years late. That song.
Lemonade is. It's 100% should have been album of the year. Lemonade.
Yeah, that was weird. I really thought that was weird.
Yeah.
Probably.
Even Adele did that. She was crying on stage. She's like, I don't know why I have this. This should be yours.
I didn't like that.
Neither
I hate
did
people
I.
Like when they win and they're not just like cocky about it. Like I feel like I would just be like, well, I won, so
and speaking
sorry.
Of being cocky,
like, unless it was a mistake.
Beyonce went up there. When people get an award, they usually at least pretend to be like, I can't believe I got this. And they pull out a cocktail napkin from their shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, I just scribbled this down backstage. Beyonce had like a gold. It was like the Book of Mormon.
It was like typed up.
Part of her outfit.
She'd had that.
It
that was like a golden encrusted note she had. Like, oh, I can't believe this happened. It just fucking gets out a gold tablet reading like Joseph Smith. Fucking thing was outrageous.
She had
you know what? If I had written an album like Lemonade, I would have been prepared to.
Yeah, that's true.
Also, well,
and that's what I said right afterwards.
She was, like, out of breath. She had just done that performance, which I can't imagine is an easy fucking feat. And then she had to, like, she was, like, out of breath. She was exhausted.
It wasn't exactly an exhausting performance.
There will be
sat in a rocking chair.
There will be plenty Beyonce talk to come up because there is so much to tackle with that pregnant asshole. But we have to get to the third asshole of the night, which is brought to you by SeatGeek. The NBA and NHL seasons are in full swing, and the SeatGeek is the easiest way to get tickets to your favorite teams, unless you're a Knicks fan, in which case you should not be buying any tickets on the secondary market or the first market at all, because we should be boycotting the Knicks and blaming Dolan for everything. We need to stop playing into his hand, because you are feeding into this beast of insane mediocrity. But any other fan bases you want to get tickets, go download SeatGeek. It's a free app, and with just a couple quick clicks, you can get tickets to concerts and sporting events, which you have a 100% guarantee, no fraudulent tickets, everything guaranteed. And right now, if you use the promo code KFC, you're going to get $20 back on your first purchase. So what you do is download the free SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab and click add a promo code, enter the promo code KFC, and SeatGeek will send you $20 after you made your first ticket purchase. Everything is guaranteed, like I said, no hoops to jump through, just buy the ticket and they will send you $20 to your PayPal account or mail you a check. The third asshole of the night. Those guys from 21 Pilots, they drive me fucking nuts. I don't like those guys. I hate that song, Heathens.
I hate that song's the worst.
That is the most depressing.
Oh, wait, that's
weird...
not even the worst. All their
I like
songs
that
are the
song.
Worst.
That's awkward.
That song stinks, Kelly.
I like
so
that
do
song.
You.
Well, I'm a big, like, listen to a song 100,000 times on my headphones when I'm, like, in a bad mood person, and that's a great song for that.
That's straight up kill yourself music.
Yeah.
Like,
so that's why I love it. But those guys were fucking ugly as shit.
They are.
They were so ugly.
They are brothers, right?
I have no idea.
I don't think so.
I couldn't stop saying that when they were on stage. Like, they look exactly alike.
They're weird, they're ugly, and I thought their story about taking their pants off was fake and forced.
Is so fake.
Agree.
Like, anyone, like I said right away, before I didn't even listen to the story. I was like, well, I was talking to BC about it. John Travolta had just gone up and was like, I'm going to read from my cards.
Yeah.
And I was like, do you think Travolta is good enough for third asshole of the night? And we were like debating it. And then those dicks took their pants off. I was like, well, never mind.
Yep.
So I didn't even listen to the rest of the story. And everyone on Twitter was like, dude, you gotta listen to the context. It's a great story. I was like, it's a fucking fake story.
I actually said before, as they were taking their pants off, I said.
Wait, so for people who don't know, they said something along the lines of, when they were coming up and making music, you know, before they were big, they said, if we ever make it to the Grammys, we're going to take our pants off.
They were watching, right? they were watching the story. They were watching the Grammys like a long time ago. They realized they were all in their underwear, which I think is weird.
Yeah,
number
wait a minute.
One.
Wait
that's
a
fucking
right.
weird.
Now that I'm thinking about
and then
this
they're
story.
Like, yo, man, if we ever win, like, we're going to do the
brother.
Same shit.
Yeah,
that's
they
true.
Better
You're
be
right.
Brothers.
I still don't fucking hang around watching TV with my brother.
Yeah, I guess that's weird. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like guys always have their pants
two
off.
Two guys just, no. We rarely do we have our pants off.
You were talking
off.
About
I'm just
having
gonna
your pants off
John,
an hour ago. You wear jeans at home. Like,
That's true. Like you're a little bit, like, proper with the clothes.
Ooh. Underpants? People just hang around.
Underpants.
People just hang around their living
underpants.
Rooms in their underpants.
Where's that from?
That's
would you watch TV with me with your pants off? Like, if we were just, like, sitting around and I had my pants off, would
Brendan's
you be
like,
like,
not paying attention. He's like,
would
what?
You be like, why do you have your pants off? Or would you be like, oh, I'm going to take my pants off, too?
No, I would probably ask you to put your pants back on.
Like, if it's a Saturday morning and I'm hungover, maybe I'll sit on the couch for a second, like, with my head down. But I'll eventually put sweatpants or shorts on. At Sunday night, because they said they were watching the Grammys.
Yeah, by Sunday
so
night.
Sunday night, you got to have your pants on. Sunday,
I disagree. When I'm at home, I put on pants. To record this.
Yeah, I mean,
I think it's different for girls.
Like, if you're a hot chick running around.
I always have leggings on. I'm a leggings person, like, constantly. But other than that, no, I'm not, like, a underwear person. Everybody does, though. I don't know why.
I'm happy that you're never just going to be around in your boxers in front of me. Like, it's good. Let's just have pants on.
It's just, it's a high dick situation.
Yeah.
High risk dick. If you're in there.
It's just like boxer shorts where it's just like the slit, like a dick can just pop out.
That's true. At any time. And a lot of times that hole does open and you can see the most unattractive.
Yeah.
It's a really bad angle.
Dick
like,
and
never
balls
a good
just
angle.
Smushed
really
up.
Bad angle.
You it's not even just that flap. You get up the leg. There's
man thigh is the worst.
Not a good look to be.
I'm nauseous.
And honestly, I'm really nauseous. I don't wear my boxers for my. I do it because I'm so self conscious. I'm like, wait, what if there's like some? I got like a vein in my thigh or something like that. You just gotta cover it all up, man.
Are we gonna think it's your dick, the vein in your thigh?
No, she's unappealing.
You just don't want veins showing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't want to see John's thigh veins, and I don't want to see his dick. I don't see it. Imagine I'm just sitting there watching the Grammys, and I'm just like, hey, John, what are you? Oh, there's your dick. There's your dick popping out of your boxers.
Yeah, that's
we don't need any of that.
It's a very distinct possibility.
So, fake story or totally weird story, one or the other. Either way, total assholes, and their songs stink. That's my take on 21 Pilots. I feel like they have literally no shot of winning Biggest Asshole Award of the Night, except in my brain. I think I'm the only person who's like giving these guys a shot.
You know what? I actually voted on the KFC Radio Twitter, and I'm changing my mind. Well, we're not giving our takes
yet,
right?
Not yet.
What was their first song? Not Heathens. That one's the worst song ever.
No, I thought it was Stressed Out. I thought that was the first one.
No, Stressed Out.
Oh, Stressed Out. Yes,
yeah. That's the one that they won for.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay. Yeah, that song's the worst.
No, Heathens the worst. These guys stink.
I also like Heathens. I love like depressing songs on commuting. It's like the best.
Like I'm already miserable.
I'm already
kill
so
myself.
Fucking miserable. Yeah, I'm just blasting.
Oh, that's
my ears.
Every time I'm walking home and I'm kind of just going through what I'm in the mood for. I'm like, Lana Del Rey. Just give me give me something
Summertime
sad.
Summertime sadness. What's the other one that's so fucking sad? I don't know. Just sad shit all the time.
You guys are depressing weirdos.
Yeah, that I is weird.
It's Lana Del Rey all the time when I'm walking home. Just
young and beautiful. That's what I'm listening to. Constantly. Crying about how I'm not going to be young and beautiful forever. God. So fucking suicidal.
So what did everybody think of your boy James Corden hosting the show?
I am a fan of James Corden.
I am the biggest James Corden fan
on the planet. And anytime, first of all, I don't expect anything out of award show hosts. Like, I don't hold that against them because I think, you know, they're not they're not reading their own script. I think it's just not fair to judge them on that. But that being said, like, I'm really happy for James Corden every time he gets to host something, because you know that's his, like, lifelong dream.
Yeah, and he's, like, this fat, sweaty English guy who has really, like, no business being, like, a superstar in this career. So I'm happy for him, but I thought it was a pretty, like, blah.
Yeah. I mean, same Corden guy.
Yeah.
It just didn't.
Although, I got to boost him up at least a grade. He sold out going down those stairs.
Yo,
he threw his
really
fucking
bad.
Body
some
on the
WWF
line.
Shit. He took a bump on that.
He was bouncing everywhere. Yeah. To the point where when he got up, I was like, wait, there's no way that was actually him.
His mic was all over. His shoes were off. I was like, I don't care if it's staged. When your things are flying off your body, you're committed.
I didn't know how he fell that hard. I was incredibly impressed with that.
So
he just, like, bounced also. He, like, bounced off the ground a little bit. And, like, I know
Jimmy
Kimmel
ain't doing that.
He's, like, a big fat guy, whatever. He's actually not that fat, though. Like, I feel like I look at him and I'm like,
he's pretty fat.
No!
Have you seen him with his shirt off?
He's fatter than you think.
Is he?
When he takes his shirt off.
I just think that he's, I have this impression that he's not.
You know.
Yeah, I don't watch his show.
I actually think
often.
He doesn't hide it well. He's always in, like, a suit that's way too small and the button's about to pop. Like, dude,
fucking
fat.
I only ever
watch
Carpool Karaoke's, which I fucking love. Yeah. I like watch those all day long. I really like him. I thought that he was good, like, just in general, but I'm with Asa. I don't ever expect anything about the hosts. I liked
has
the.
Has there ever been a good one?
No. Like, I don't know anybody who is actually that good. But, you know,
maybe
I did like his.
The first time.
Yeah. I did like his, like, you know, if you want to see what it's like to be at the Grammys, they're all on, like, folding chairs. Go in your garage and, like, sit on a chair, and it's like being at the Grammys. I like that.
That
I
was
like,
funny.
Okay. Because it is like,
it's
really
relatable.
Shitty.
Yeah. But I'm a big Corden guy, and most people, like, give me shit for that. So I was like, this is it. This is my man's time to shine. And I was like,
who are those fucking dickheads he was with when he dressed like an idiot? No one even realized.
DNCE.
Who are they?
Joe Jonas and that Asian chick and, like, all their, and the guy with the weird mohawk.
Those people get more marketing than I've ever seen.
Cake by the ocean.
That's it.
That's all.
I thought they were pentatonics.
So did I, but
no, no.
Until I saw James Corden, I was like, oh my god, who is this?
I thought the same thing. By the way, pentatonics is just. They're just
love
the greatest.
I love
Pentatonix. I said it last night. I think I would give up like everything, my job, my family, and everything, if I could just go be in Pentatonix and sing a cappella and make
money.
They
got fucking boned hard with where they were put. It was like, Bruno Mars is done burning it down as Prince, put on Pentatonix, and then who they went right after that?
After Bruno Mars?
No, after Pentatonix. Pentatonix was sandwiched
between two, like, awesome sets. Yeah, I think it was the Gaga and Metallica?
Or was it the Bee Gees thing?
I actually think it might have been. Fuck it. I don't know. It was something
you know,
good.
Can we talk about the Bruno Mars thing yet?
Yeah, let's do it, because I think he absolutely was faking the guitar.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
you
I think
do?
He was faking,
that made me so
I think
sad.
He was
I mean,
lip syncing the guitar part as well, just because that was such an important moment that if he had fucked that up, also, have we ever seen him play the guitar like that before?
Never True. Played the guitar, and all of a sudden he's shredding it.
Bomani Jones is a big guitar guy. And or at least Monty Jones, he's a smart guy. He knows a lot about music. And he said, I respect the fact that Bruno stayed within his powers on that. So I think he was playing it. And he was like, it was a good guitar.
I
think it was good. But I mean, Prince is like the best ever. So it's just like,
don't
go head over heels trying to copy it. Just do what you can. So I think that's my only source of this. But mine is a smart guy, so I always take him at his word. If he was like, yeah, that was a pretty good one, but it wasn't too much, then I believe Bruno did it.
I also think that if he didn't do it and he was faking it, he would have had to fake it so good, because otherwise all the guitar, like, dick suckers would come out and be like, well, actually, his fingers weren't right, like, all of that.
Which in itself would be impressive, right?
Yeah,
Let me tell you something. Yeah. I don't understand how anybody plays the guitar. It's so fucking hard.
I have no idea.
The strings are so goddamn close, and they're just...
Play Ode to Joy.
You have to do two different things
with
your hands at once.
Yeah, I definitely can't do that. It's like rubbing your head and patting your stomach.
Yeah.
I'm out on that.
I took guitar lessons when I was a kid, and I did it for, like, I don't know, 6 months, and then quit. All I learned how to play was System of a Down, Chop Suey, and the Batman theme song.
Wow, that's great. I can play Ode to Joy, and then the beginning of Turn in Japanese, like the Chinese sounding, or Japanese sounding part. Sorry, I'll sit down.
An American song.
I know. Yeah. So it's like fine. And that's all. That's it. So, like, we could start a band, John, with all of that.
Yeah, we got it.
I have to say, I was really underwhelmed by the Bruno Mars performance. And I literally didn't see anyone else saying that. So I know that I'm in the minority here. But, like, I I'm a Prince fan, but not like, you know, over the top or anything. But like that by far wasn't even close to one of my favorite Prince songs.
Same.
I don't know.
Should have done Little Red Corvette. Like, that's the greatest Prince song ever. I mean,
you should have done Purple Rain.
Purple Rain, yeah. That's what.
No,
Purple Rain's a hard one. Purple Rain's one of those
Purple
ones
Rain's
where
it's so overrated.
Oh, and I disagree.
You're overrated.
I disagree with
Fuck
that.
You, Kelly.
But I feel like Purple Rain's one of those ones like I'm going to honor Prince by not doing Purple Rain.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
he does okay. it way better than I could.
You know what? I preferred to Bruno Mars's performance, I preferred the Google phone commercial that was on right after it where
oh,
they
wow.
sang, what was the one that Sinead O'Connor covered? Nothing compares to you.
Oh yeah, that was great. I also love that commercial. Actually, that was an amazing commercial. I was like, who are these incredible artists, and why aren't they at the Grammys? That's like all I kept thinking.
All right, we'll run through rapid fire some other people before we get to the biggest asshole of the night. What did you think of Katy Perry being like a weird drunk asshole dressed like an idiot?
That's fine with me.
I could see Katy's that sort of crazy that gets John going.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, no surprise there.
He's like, yeah, you're right, yeah.
Kelly.
You know, I go back and forth on Katy Perry. I think that she's super hot. I think
she did
like,
not look super hot last night.
No, she didn't.
Right.
Definitely not. I did like her hair, but I couldn't tell if it was a wig or not. I was like, is that a wig? Are you wearing a wig?
All
night long, I was distracted by it. I was like, is that a wig? But I think that she was annoying and she talked shit about Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Which
taking
I was
shots
not,
at the Queen.
I was not about that. And I was like, relax, bitch. Like, when's the last time you showed up to the Grammys?
She was like,
what did she say?
She said something like, oh, I changed my hair. I changed my look and like had like a new, what is it?
It was
something
like
I came out new and I didn't have to have a mental breakdown to do it and shave my head. She like specifically said shave my head, like mental breakdown in the same sentence. Yeah.
It's like, ew. Fuck you, bitch.
And it was like,
respect,
excuse me.
Respect your elders.
Yeah, watch your fucking mouth.
There
Katie.
Is no Katy Perry without fucking Britney Spears. Okay? God
damn.
Damn it.
I don't care how many girls you kiss, bitch. I'm over her. So that made me over her. Bottom
Asa,
line.
Katy Perry?
I mean. You know what? I was with John, and I think now I'm with Kelly after hearing.
Oh my God, thanks.
I don't like that.
John, you just got dominated, bro.
That's fine.
You should think anything ugly
fine,
about mental illness is like you're already an ignorant asshole.
Yeah,
also
it was,
when you dress like that.
But I think in Katie's defense, I think mental breakdown is thrown around pretty
too
loosely.
Yeah.
Like I don't think she meant like she had a severe mental illness, and then she's like, oh, she went nuts for a second. I don't think she was actually attacking mental illness.
Yeah, I wouldn't take that too
seriously.
I agree
with that, but I still think it was real ballsy of her to be like, and shave my head, like basically like Britney Spears. Like,
yeah, the shave my head was one that kind of jumped out more than the mental breakdown part. Mm-hmm.
What'd you think of Laverne Cox? That like gigantic black.
Laverne Cox.
Tranny.
I finally had the balls to tweet it last night. It was... Mm-hmm. Laverne Cox
really.
Is fucking hot.
Yeah, you didn't totally commit. You didn't totally commit to it.
You did like Ricky Martin.
I said it.
And went right back in.
Yeah, I said it. I was like, don't say she's hot. Don't say she's hot. Laverne Cox, you fucking get it, man.
Yeah, she can. Yeah, she can. She sure can. God.
She Laverne fucking. Dude, I've been thinking about this.
Hey, I'm God is standing up.
He's standing.
I have to stand
up.
Sometimes. All right, so I've been thinking this for like three different award shows. I've been like, whoa, Laverne. Not bad right there. Right? And then, so then today, or last night, in the middle, while Laverne Cox was on the red carpet. So that was a long time coming when I finally tweeted it because it was during the show. Mm-hmm. And Laverne Cox is on the red carpet. And I looked over at Lewis. I said, I'm never going to say this out loud, but.
Well, let me say it out loud to you, Lewis, because my
boyfriend.
She's looking pretty good.
You are so fucking gay.
And he goes, dude, since you just admitted that to me, Lewis, I'm sorry for outing you here. He goes, since you just admitted that to me, I'm going to admit to you that I saw her on like the traffic cam of the red carpet, and I didn't know who it was, and I was like, she's looking pretty good, whoever that is. So if you.
You gay fucks.
If you.
No.
I'm not gay.
She killed it. She really did. I mean, she had a leather dress on and with cutouts. And I don't know. I was like, okay, girl. Like, what's up?
Have we seen pictures of what she was like before her?
No,
transition?
But she has a twin brother.
She has an identical twin brother.
Oh, awesome. This is your fucking dream.
Yeah.
I know.
Trannies and twins.
If you take away, the knowledge that she used to be a man. You'd be like,
but wait, by the way, I'm just going to have to be the only one on the panel here, I guess. I don't really find her that attractive.
I mean, look, I like.
I really don't.
If she's.
Not like a gay thing. Like, she looks like Serena Williams. You think Serena Williams?
Oh, I'd fuck Serena Williams for
sure.
Yeah,
I mean,
I wouldn't fuck Serena Williams, but no.
I thought she looked her. I actually thought she looked her least hot last night. Yeah. I didn't think the dress was working for her. I thought and John's like, the still shoulder ready to neck fuck her. Area didn't I look mean, so look, good.
It was a little broad, right?
A little bit. Here's, yeah, here's a fact. Yeah. Here's
oh,
a fact.
Oh, LaVon Kirks has fucking broad shoulders.
LaVon
yeah.
Kirks.
LaVon Kirks.
Oh, that new LaVon Kirks.
Okay, I've had Kevin. I've had sex and you've had sex with girls uglier than Laverne Cox. That's just a fact.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's
a fact.
I mean,
it's a fact.
But she's a dude, kind of, so.
Not anymore. Like, at all, right? She's, like, not even a
not
little
at
bit?
At all.
I think.
If she's got
I don't know. I'm feeling like
if
I
she's
start.
Good enough she's for
been,
doctor.
She's been on hormones so long that on Orange is the New Black, they wanted her, because they wanted her to play herself before she transitioned, like, mm-hmm. within the show, her character. Mm-hmm. But because she looks so feminine and just, like, is so far on the woman's side now, like, they hired her twin brother to do it.
Yeah. Oh, so wow. He plays,
not
like,
even
her
an
husband.
Act-
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was great.
If wait, I forgot what I was gonna say. Oh, Doctor
by the love of
Doctor Christian Troy fucked a transvestite. If it's good enough for Doctor Christian Troy, it's
yeah,
good
but,
enough for
but
him.
He,
oh, shout
but
out.
He knew right away. He was like,
he
put it in and was
oh,
like,
look,
that's fake.
Look, hey, my dick is not as smart as Doctor Troy's dick.
Yeah, I mean
dude.
he makes pussies for a living.
Dude,
that's like what he does.
You
the greatest
he should
pussy
know.
Maker ever.
I mean, he should. If anybody knows, it's him.
If I was like had my blindfold on and a girl wanted to leave the room and just switch it with a fleshlight, I wouldn't know. So like, never mind.
Nor would I really care.
Nor would I really care.
Like whatever. It's once my dick is in there. Once my dick is in there, it's like, well, I don't. Maybe it feels a little weird, but we're gonna finish the job.
This
here.
Is. I would have no
Let's
idea.
Let's go, Laverne. Your shit feels a little funny, but like we are finishing it. We are pot committed right now. All right. The moment we've all been waiting for, the number four asshole, biggest asshole of the night is brought to you by Stamps.com. Look at Stamps.com coming back in the mix with KFC Radio, huh? Stamps.com, if you're starting your own business, like, could you imagine if you're trying to run a business and you're going to go to the post office for all your postal needs, like get up and go to the post office? That's outrageous. Nobody does anything like that in 2017. That's why Stamps.com exists. Anything you can do at the post office, you can do right now from your desk. You can buy and print official stamps. They will. It never closes. It's open 24/7. So if you're running a small business, you got to do a lot of things. You don't have to worry about all that nonsense. Stamps.com has got you covered. Right now, use the promo code KFC. You're going to get a four-week trial that includes postage and the digital scale. So if you're weighing things out and you got to know how much everything's weighing before you send it, they got you covered on that. Like I said, if you're running a small business, you're trying to be the CEO of your own company, you're trying to be an entrepreneur, Stamps.com, it's a must for all your postage needs. Stamps.com, promo code KFC, never go to the post office again. All right, here we go. Let's do it. The moment everyone's been waiting for. We've been alluding to her all episode long. The biggest asshole of the night, Queen B, Beyonce.
What do you mean why?
Why? I mean why?
Look,
what?
I literally have a shirt that says Beehive Boy on it. I love me some
you
Beyonce.
Do?
Yeah, I do.
Where'd you get that?
I Welker make it for me.
I'm like, how do I get that? But Beehive Girl. Where can I get that?
I'm not even in the Beehive. Or however you would
I
say
that. I think
that.
You are.
If you're gonna defend this stance, then you are. If you're gonna defend this performance.
What stance? Like I think everyone is saying like, oh, she thinks she's so great just because she performed pregnant. But like, I'm not saying that it's the biggest deal, but it's not a big deal.
Okay, let me say this. Performing 4 months pregnant is no fucking joke. The only thing is she didn't really perform.
With twins.
She fucking stood there and, like, had the voiceover poem going, and then she, like, walked around.
Yeah.
But that's not the point. She was performing at the Grammys. Like, Adele did much less. Tribe Called Quest did much less. Everyone else, like, besides maybe Gaga, did pretty much the same amount of work, but not pregnant with fucking twins. And nobody talks shit
but
about
well, that. Adele's fat, so that's kind of apples to apples right there. It's similar. Similar situation.
Right.
Except that two living things are not living inside of you, growing, and like
do
sucking
you
up.
Know? I mean, I don't give, honestly, yeah. I don't give a fuck about the fact that she was pregnant. That's not.
It like, just was a shitty performance.
It was, yeah.
Also, do you know how many people out there are pregnant and go to their shitty jobs and do it all the fucking time, too? It's like, come on. She performs for a living. She can do it in her sleep, and now she's doing it pregnant.
Amazing.
Whatever.
But look, Beyonce's amazing. That wasn't in debate at any point. That performance sucked. That's a shitty, boring performance.
Yeah,
I don't think so at all.
I'm like basically
you
were in the
bored
beehive.
When she was just talking as like bed sheets flew over her head.
No, I wasn't bored by that. I am a really big Beyonce fan. Not like the psychos on like Twitter and shit with like.
You guys keep throwing out the disclaimer like I'm not that.
No.
Because both...
there are psychos. Like I'm not commenting like lemon emojis on fucking Becky's Instagram. Like I'm not doing that shit.
Calling me a rodent.
Yeah, I'm not that crazy, but I do like really like her. But the thing about this performance is I thought it was okay. I thought it was typical, like Beyonce just floating around the stage with shit flying all over her. She always does that. But the thing about this one is that she really did a lot less than normal, I think. Like she's pregnant with twins. That fucking sucks. Like I could never do that anyway. But she like sang the two slowest songs, probably my two least favorite songs on Lemonade, which kind of pissed me off.
Them.
I was like, God damn it. Like
just
that sucks.
Hold up. Everyone
and then,
wants to hear
that. I know. That's why I'm like, God damn it. That's what I want to hear. But then the thing too is that she's become too self-aware with how much of like a queen she is. So now she just wears a crown all the time, literally. And then just is like, here I am.
Some straight up Mother Earth shit. And everyone's bowing down to her. It's like, you're smelling your
and
own
and I still
farts
like
here.
It. I mean, I still am like, right, you're right, but I
Queen,
still,
play,
I
et cetera,
like
et cetera.
Like, what's more Mother Earthy than being fucking pregnant?
Oh,
like,
just shut the fuck up. There's plenty
a
of
normal
pregnant
person
people
could do that,
there.
And I would also buy it.
No.
And I thought it was visually really pleasing.
No,
like, I
no.
thought the
I've said
thing was awesome.
If it was pictures, if I saw a picture of that performance, I'd say that was pretty cool. The whole fucking, so it was, yeah, I'll give you, it was visually pleasing.
Yeah, I thought
but
so.
The whole thing was insufferable.
Yo, Beyonce.
How long was she was just standing
there? It
was
there
too
with long. The, I'll give you that.
It was
too long.
Crazy long.
Being pregnant is hard,
Why
you guys.
Do you keep talking about the pregnancy part? I don't give a fuck about that. Why were you sucking standing there talking for so long? What does that have to do with being pregnant?
Because maybe she can't do like a formation type performance right now.
That's not what I'm asking for. Just sing the song. I'm not asking for that. Just sing the song. Skip the fucking talking. Just sing the song.
I'm with that.
What if she stood in place and was like, now everybody just get in formation, like single in place, like did it.
No,
like
she can sing the songs. She can sing the song she sang. Just sing them.
That's true.
Just get to the fucking point.
Get to the point. This show is 4 hours long anyway. I don't need to hear your fucking poems and shit. Sing the song. Sing the thing I bought. That's what I'm here for.
That's why everyone's saying she's an asshole because.
Yeah. Because her performance stunk and she did. Here's the thing. Here's what sucks about Beyonce. Here's what sucks kind of about Kanye now. All these people who take themselves too fucking seriously. You're a pop star. At the end of the day, you're a fucking singer. Sing. Make me dance. Hit the notes. Do the fucking song. That's why you're here. I don't need to hear your poetry. I don't need to see your performance art. You're a fucking singer. Sing your song. I don't care if you're 1,000 weeks pregnant with fucking octuplets. Just get to the goddamn point. Because she knows she's going to go out there and do her Mother Earth act and have all these chicks bow down and it's going to be like she's something bigger than music. And it's like, no, you're just a fucking really popular singer.
She doesn't even write these songs. Like, right? At least the other singers, like, these aren't things that you can be so passionate about. You didn't write that fucking poem. You didn't write that song. That's not your heart being poured out. That's some
How
fucking
do you know
artist.
That?
Because I read the fucking Lemonade writing credits.
Yeah, she was
boy.
A co-writer on every single
co-writer,
song.
Co-writer, but co-writer, that's not her song.
The poetry
I don't
the poetry
understand
is not
how...
her.
No,
she has like 9 people on every one of her songs.
I think you guys have a different kind of battle with her than what you're saying. Because if you're going to go by those standards, you wouldn't have liked Adele's performance. You wouldn't have liked, I don't even know who else. But
Adele's
like,
performance wasn't over the top. The problem is it was way over the top.
Yeah.
Adele's performance was just Adele standing there. I don't have a problem with her standing there. You keep kind of going back to that. I have no problem if she's pregnant and she's got to stand there. That's fine. Stand there and sing. But she just make it. That's exactly what Adele does. She just stands there and sings.
Delivers the song you want to hear.
Boom.
Done.
See you later. Beyonce is like, it's a whole thing. It's like a.
Everything
it's
and it was visually
production.
Pleasing
no.
and very exciting to
no.
watch.
No.
You don't think that was fucking awesome when she's. All those people were sitting at that table, and she rocked back in the chair. It was like
I thought that was cool too.
The chair was cool. The chair was about
it. The chair was cool.
The rest
also,
of it.
Also, all the flowy shit around. I'm into
fuck
that.
The flowy
I'm into the
flow.
I'm into the flowy shit.
Fuck
I like
the flowy
all of that.
Shit.
I get it. Because if she can't like you know bob her ass around the stage, at least there's something.
Bob her ass around.
Yeah,
the
she's
stage.
Always like you know what I'm talking about. She's always.
I
doing
wish
that
we
shit.
Had video of Kelly
no,
bopping
she,
right
she,
now.
She's always doing that shit.
Made the best out
yeah.
of her situation.
I do wish I wish it were like 30 seconds to a minute shorter. I will say that. I think it was too
I
much.
I wish it was about 30
of like
minutes
a paused
shorter.
Amount of time where
yeah,
she was just
seconds
sitting
to
there.
A minute is a weird
when it's like a 19-minute performance.
Well, how long
shorter.
Was it in total? I mean,
it
felt like 5 hours,
it
but it was
seconds.
Actually only like 4 minutes exactly or something like that. But I'm saying is like she spent too much time with like the dramatic pauses. I would have liked a little bit less of that. But then again, it's like, you know, it's Beyonce. Here, nobody's going to say anything to her, so why the fuck not?
I also, I think it's really funny to, like, I don't know, what? How, when did Lemonade come out? 9 months ago?
Yeah, a while ago.
Like,
yeah.
9 months. Not really, I mean, not that know, long but, ago when you make a whole album about your fucking, how you hate no, your actually, scumbag husband for cheating on you, and then you're right there in the front row, and it's like, oh, we're all happy. It's like, yeah, this is all a fucking act. This is all for promotion. This is all for money and popularity.
I don't have a problem doing that. That's why
real.
I do everything. Oh, I don't think that. But I don't have a problem with anyone doing things.
Neither
for money
do I. But everybody thinks it's like, it's just phony Hollywood couple shit.
I don't know. I think it's like unprecedented. Yeah. An album like Lemonade has never been done the way it was executed.
Right, but then like, yeah, 2 minutes later to be like, oh, it's my husband.
But it was okay. The execution was as Hollywood-y as possible.
I think it's kind of shocking, though. Yeah.
I don't think
yes,
so.
Yes, between promoting it on HBO and unveiling it in a movie, like, that's all usually.
Oh,
kind of
I think that's so, like, artistically creative, actually. I can't think of a single other album that was dropped.
That's what I think
that
boils down to.
There absolutely wasn't another album dropped that way. But it doesn't mean it's not Hollywood-y.
Oh, there wasn't. Yeah.
I honestly think that's what Beyonce boils down to, is that there are people who look at her performance art shit and they're like, that's artsy and creative. And then there are people who are like, that's so fucking annoying. And that's, you will never, that
no,
those
I'm
people
both.
Will never agree.
I'm both. That was so marketing planned, not genuine, but it's also cool. I can say that. It was all a fucking act, but
right.
It was a cool act.
I think it was like, I think there was some truth to it, but I think it was blown out of proportion. Like, I don't think... Like, obviously, she's like a, like we said, she's an artist. She's like a creator. You know, she had all these people help her write all these songs, whatever. She probably got cheated on and was like, what the fuck? And then was like, all right,
I'm
actually
going to
make, I'm going to make the best of this.
I'm going to spin it.
And I'm going to embarrass you and also whatever.
What? Yeah.
That's called Lemonade.
Right.
Yeah.
I also think that Beyonce must be the absolute biggest pregnant pain in the ass. I mean, when normal girls are like hormonal and crazy when they're pregnant, imagine... The diva of all divas. Poor Hove. Hove is just dying at an alarming rate. He looks so lame now. It's just like he's been cucked. So cucked.
He's like keeping track of his toddler. He's like, oh no, come back over here. I'm like, God damn it.
He's like me. He's just as lame as me. He's like every other dad out there.
You guys are insane if you think he's doing any of that shit.
Well,
I'm
sure he has a whole staff, but when at
he's
that
probably
concert,
having it easier than
award show.
Any other. Married guy has ever had it.
Yeah, well, I mean, no doubt.
Like, he's not going out to get ice cream in the middle of the night or, like, whatever happens.
You never know with
I wonder
with young,
I wonder if Beyonce is, like, one of those people who's like, no, I don't want help. Like, I am a woman, and I'm going to do this on my
no
own.
No chance.
Like,
no
I don't know.
Fucking
maybe
chance.
She's kind of, I don't know.
On stage, she is. That's part of the thing. That's on stage, she is. There's no fucking way Beyonce
I hope
is
not,
like.
Because I think that's bullshit.
Kelly,
I want...
you also ain't ever been pregnant.
I mean,
let me tell you what. That goes out
bullshit.
The window. All right.
Well, you don't know that, so.
True.
Sorry.
True.
Sorry, I was like, excuse me, bitch. No,
all right. That's it for Grammys talk. Oh, wait. So I guess we got to all announce. Who, John, we'll start with you. Who's your biggest asshole of the night?
To me, it's not even close. It's Posner.
Okay.
Because Beyonce is that friend who you've had since high school who, like, you always knew in the back of your mind was kind of annoying, but, like, they're still there. And they're even getting more annoying now that they make money.
Mm-hmm.
But you're
you
just
can
like,
understand
but you're
it,
like,
you know.
Whatever, man. I've been dealing with your fucking bullshit for so long. Fine.
It's like how I feel about you.
Posner is just came flying out of the closet annoying. Before he was whatever. He was Mike Posner. Now he's the most insufferable
dude,
fucking
dude, when
asshole
you go from
ever.
Stoolapalooza to that, you are a fucking asshole.
Yeah, it's him. It's easily him.
Kelly Keeks?
I'm gonna go off the list, and I'm gonna go Katy Perry.
Wow, yeah. That's bold.
You
she
know
did
why?
The write-in. She did the write-in.
I got it. It's gotta be Katy Perry.
Because you're diehard Britney.
I hated that line. Uh-huh. I also hate how she puts out one fucking song a year. She thinks it's the best song in the world. She performs with like a resist shit on her arm and thinks she is the hotness with her tits. It's like, we get it. You have good tits.
She
that's
is the
fine.
Hotness with her tits. I will say that.
But that's okay. Like, that's the end of it. You put out one song a year and you're talking shit about Britney. Fuck you. No. Biggest
wow.
Asshole.
Kelly
forget
with a bold move. Mm-hmm. Asa? Biggest asshole of the night. You think Beyonce, of course, right?
I mean, I wish I could. I wish I could go with Kelly. Like I would, but I'll stay on the list. You know what? Originally, I voted for Posner, but I'm changing my mind after our discussion, and I'm gonna go with 21 Pilots.
Wow! Yeah! I like to hear
like,
that. Fuck 21
no
Pilots.
Way.
I don't
fuck
like,
them. This is gonna
I
be.
I don't like the blatant fake story.
Yes, it's so
it's
phony.
Too much. For me. It's too much.
I'm with it. I am a big 21 Pilots hater. But this obviously has to go to Beyonce with a fucking runaway. Just an absolute runaway. You are an asshole of epic proportions, Beyonce. I hate your guts. I never want to see you do this again.
I'm not standing by that.
On the official record, okay.
I'm like 20% with you on that. Like,
and like, shout out to CeeLo, who got no votes, so like, you're not that big of an asshole. You're just like this weird Greek golden statue that everybody kind of likes.
Which is, that's really the big problem with CeeLo.
Just exactly what he did not want.
Exactly. I did not get the message out of that, whatever it was.
All right, that wraps up our Grammys talk. It was all brought to you by DraftKings.com. Whether you're a bona fide golf aficionado like Trent or Riggs, or you just live for the thrill of fantasy sports, DraftKings has you covered with 1 week fantasy golf where you can win your share of hundreds of thousands of dollars in total prizes. DraftKings is the destination for 1 week fantasy sports. And now that golf is heating up, here's how it works. You pick six golfers before a tournament tees off Thursday morning, and then you sit back and you follow each of your guys. Outscore the competition and get paid. It's easy as can be. Here you get scored on putts, drives, distance, birdies, pars, whatever you want. That's how you rack the points up. They got baseball, they got soccer, they got MMA. For whatever sport you're into, DraftKings has got you covered. So remember, if you're signing up for golf, the tournaments start Thursday morning, so you got to get your picks in now over at DraftKings.com. Use the promo code KFC and play for free with your first deposit. That's code KFC to play for free for your share of hundreds of thousands of dollars in total prizes only at DraftKings.com. There's a minimum of a $5 deposit. Don't be cheap. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details. It is Valentine's Day. I feel like this is a very loving, romantic panel we have here today. John, you're broken. Yeah. Asa, you're a porn star. I'm washed up. And
I resent that, but whatever.
and then there's Kelly Keeks. I don't know what to say about you, Kelly.
I'm just chilling.
You're just you know, little romantic lovebird over there.
Just living life, you know what I mean?
So Valentine's Day. Asa, me and you are the only married people. Do you still do Valentine's Day shit?
I don't. But
does that mean Tony does? Yeah.
But I'm upset if he doesn't.
Your husband, who you at the top of this show proclaimed as someone you are never going to trust again, how's Valentine's Day going to go down with you and Tony?
You know what? I'm not going to lie. I had a really evil moment this morning. I woke up and like Tony came into my room and we said good morning. And then he had to go to work. And for a split second, I thought today was Valentine's, and I was like, that motherfucker forgot. And let me tell you, that brought me more joy than could have gotten me.
Yo, that is such a married moment.
That's unbelievable. I totally get that. Like, you that's like the best birthday present when someone you forgot to say happy birthday. Like, thank fucking God. Thank you for giving me this hate in my whole soul.
I was actually upset when I looked at my calendar and it was only the 13th.
You're sick. Oh, you're one sick pup. This is why it's so fucking annoying for dudes, because it's like you don't really care. You're not really going to do anything yourself. It's just a power play. Valentine's Day is just the ultimate chick power play. You can hold it over our heads, and if we don't do anything or we don't do it good enough, even though you don't really fucking care, it's just a bone to pick with us.
Yeah, well, Kevin, we don't have enough power plays, so we need Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You guys don't have any power.
No, none at all.
No,
so that's
you don't have
Valentine's Day.
You don't have a fucking piece of anatomy that wields power over us for all eternity.
I don't know what
you're
talking about.
You don't need any more power. You have three parts of power that we will do anything for, okay? So that's enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the least you can do is buy us fucking flowers, Kevin. Damn it.
Unbelievable. What girl actually cares about flowers? The physical.
Hello.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You don't care about flowers.
I absolutely
flowers.
Do.
I care.
No,
are you
I'll
joking?
Tell you why you care. I will tell you why you care, because it's something that you can like physically put on display that shows that you got a fucking gift. You don't care
no,
about
Kevin.
Asa,
it's not
you
even
don't
that.
Yes, Asa.
It's just
the care about
fucking apple. It's about the thought behind
it is.
The gift.
That's 100%. My point. That's my point. It's just a stupid fucking. Like, you don't really care about what you're getting. It just has to be like, you have to be doing this for us on Valentine's Day or you're not
you
a good boyfriend.
You should be happy about flowers. Because, yeah, I would obviously prefer jewelry every fucking time.
That was going to be my whole point.
But a lot cheaper, and it does the same thing.
That was going to be my whole point about Valentine's Day is that, yes, it's probably a holiday manufactured by chocolate companies and greeting card companies and all that shit, but...
And books.com/KFC
promo code KFC for 15% off if you spend $60 or more. Shout out to Books for inventing Valentine's Day, because here's my point. without Valentine's Day, your girl at any moment throughout the year might just be expecting you to do something out of the blue nice. It's like everyone agreed, here's a day for all you dudes to just get this out of the way. Just remember this one day and maybe an anniversary. Get her flowers and you're Gucci. Otherwise,
oh my God. You're so right. Now I don't like it.
Yeah. There it is. It's the easiest thing for dudes if you just embrace it. I totally get where it's annoying, but if you say to yourself, all right, all I got to do is this one day when everyone else is. Think about, how about this, John? If you're dating someone for, 2 months is your max, right? And on the second month, where it's February 14th.
It's an incredible amount of time.
And you.
Once you get to know someone, really.
I know.
It just all goes downhill
all the
after
same,
that.
Right? It's all the same.
And there's a big Bruins game on. The Bruins are back, right? The Bruins are hot. And all of a sudden, your girl is like dropping hints that for whatever reason, randomly, in the middle of the hockey season, you got to do something nice for her.
The Bruins are back and hot.
Right, right. So you want to watch the Bruins right now. Well, now it's Valentine's Day. But my point being, if she just randomly wanted you to do something nice, you'd be like, fuck, all my buddies are out at the bar. Someone's going to the Bruins game. I got to do something nice for my girl right now. We're all in the same boat with Valentine's Day. None of us are going out. None of us are watching the game. Let's just get this out of the way and then go back to our lives. You feel me?
I totally
oh, my God.
I,
this is such a scam.
It sucks.
How are you just learning this?
You're making me feel so shitty about Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I was excited for it to like be about me. Because it's just another day that's about me. Like,
no, it's
not,
another.
It's
just
not
a day
about
off
like love
us.
Or anything.
Yeah.
It's about
it's
me.
It's a day we all have to take. And by we, I mean people in a relationship. But
you know what I liken it to? We just talked about this like last episode, I think. When you go to private school and you wear a uniform. You might not like wearing a suit or whatever, but it's just like it's easy. You just put it on and it's done. Uniform, done. Valentine's Day is a uniform where you get to be a pussy with your girlfriend and everyone else is doing the same thing. It's a scam both ways. It's a scam because of the chocolate and the flowers and whatnot, but it's a scam for you guys because you're tricked into thinking it's special for you, and really it's special for us.
Wow. Well,
yeah,
now
it's way more of a scam for us.
Yeah, I'm going to now just Valentine's Day is every day now.
Put
so.
You bitches in a pretzel.
Thanks for pointing that out because literally
was,
now it's every
Kevin,
day.
Kevin, that was very good.
Thank you, bro. I've been working on that.
Well, now I'm depressed, so.
Well, happy Valentine's Day,
Kelly
Keeks.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
And happy Valentine's Day, Asakura.
Yeah.
All right, that's it for this episode of KSU Radio. Thank you very much for coming through, Kelly.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate
it. Of course.
It.
Stop by anytime. We'll see you guys in a couple days. Thursday's episode coming out soon. Peace.